This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
You're listening to Saturday with Ted on News Talk 1010.
Totally useless information. It's everything you never needed to know. By listening once a week, you get smarter than you think.
Wow, he's got his own theme.
Why not?
Totally useless information. That's the name of the podcast. The host is, two hosts, Nick Myrano here in Toronto and Roy Lacasio in Florida. Are you in Naples, Roy? Is that where you are? Roy?
I'm standing on Fifth Avenue in Naples. I'm standing at the largest Ferrari show, I think, in the world, and it's an interesting event, so... That's where I am.
The podcast is doing that well?
Yeah. It's 80. I think it's 84 degrees down here, so.
Mm-hmm. Can we lose his number? Thank you. Yeah. That's useless. Thank you, Roy.
Sorry, can't. We're losing you, Roy. Sorry.
It's 84. Hold on. It's 84 degrees here, too.
In the studio.
In the studio, yes.
How many of these have you guys done?
We're going on we're in our second season, so close to about 30 episodes now,
mm-hmm.
including specialty episodes. We did one for Halloween, we did one for Valentine's Day, which is coming up, we did one for Christmas, we had a blooper reel for our New Year's show, which some people thought the whole podcast was a blooper, and we did so we have a special Valentine's Day coming up, so we have a bunch of useless information for everyday use, and we have the specialty holiday editions of our podcast.
And you've got a couple of sponsors now.
Yeah, BPC Chicken, yeah. The best Portuguese chicken, and they should be coming by your studios in the next few weeks or so, from what I understand. They are really, really been awesome with us, great supporters of our podcast, and delicious
and
chicken.
Great chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Great chicken.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
DeMarlo Salon and Spa down in Florida.
I even went
Another
there, Ted.
Sponsor for us.
What would you be doing at a salon, Nick?
Me? Well, they do massages there.
Did you go for a buff?
No, they massaged my head. Actually, we went down for the Christmas holidays, and my wife and I had a nice pedicure, a his and hers pedicure. They were amazing.
Can you imagine the shock, Ted? Can you imagine the shock, the look of the woman who had to do his feet?
Yeah. I was trying not to, Roy, but now that you pointed it out.
It was
She's still in therapy.
So talk to me. By the way, I meant to say this earlier, and I forgot to do this. I wanted to say hi to Josie in Newmarket because she sent along a nice text. So thank you, Josie.
Thank you, Josie, for listening to the Totally Useless Information podcast.
No, this was on my show earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I was like, wow, she knew we were coming on, so she thanked us. Thank you, Josie, anyway.
She was thanking me, but that's okay.
She can listen to both, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I guess. So it's available where?
Every single podcast platform you can imagine. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker. We have Podchaser. You name it. If it's on a podcast platform, we're there. You can't get rid of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nick and Roy channel on YouTube.
Oh, you got your own channel.
Yeah, we do. So it's really cool. And a lot of great feedback from everyone from around the world. We are in 12 or 13 different countries now.
Well, who doesn't want to know totally useless information? I mean, really.
Mexico, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Italy, Austria, Spain.
Australia.
Australia, well. Indonesia, yeah. Ireland.
Norway.
And Norway. And Roy's favorite people, France. He loves
Love
the French.
Those French fries.
Yeah. By the way, Heidi Klum says hello. He has an obsession with Heidi Klum.
Did you see on my Facebook for my birthday, Heidi Klum?
She did. So here's some totally useless information in case you were wondering. So everyone's
for
talking about
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. So did you know that penguins have their own ritual of proposing?
Mm-mm.
They're Gen 2 penguins.
The hockey team?
No. These are penguins, Gentoo penguins up in the North Pole. They use a pebble to propose to their girlfriend. What they do is, when a male penguin falls in love, He searches the entire beach to find a pebble. And then once he finds the perfect one, he waddles over to his girlfriend and places the pebble in front of her. And that, in a way, is a form of proposal. And then the two of them stay together. He proposes, she says yes, and off they go. That's his rock to her, basically.
Penguin's got it so lucky, you know?
Why is that?
Do you think that the female, but do you think the female penguins sit there and, like, they say, oh, look at my rock? You know,
they probably do.
You know, he could have got you a bigger rock.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't a pebble, by the way. It's a marble.
That's right. It's polished. So we have a clip, actually. Clip number two, which is a snippet from our Valentine's special that drops every Thursday, by the way. So this one on Thursday, February 13th, is from our Valentine's Day special podcast.
The average man spends $130 on Valentine's Day. So you guys out there that spent like $50 or something like that, you better start upping it. Do you know how much the average woman spends? Almost half. $70 is the average woman.
73% of people who buy flowers are men, while only 27% are women. 15% of women in the United States send flowers to themselves on Valentine's Day.
They send them to themselves and make believe that they were from an admirer.
Oh, for me? Who could that possibly be? There you go. That's from our Valentine's Day special.
$120, the average guy?
Yes.
On what?
Yeah, $120. Well, I guess I'm not average.
That must be dinner.
Well, Roy, do you have anything special planned for your Valentine's Day with your wife?
Yeah, I actually, as I'm on the phone with you right now, I found a nice rock here, and I'm going to give it to her.
Along with the Ferrari that you're at, right?
I actually did. I bought her John Cicada concert tickets for John Cicada, and my son is like, who is John Cicada?
Wow. Totally useless. It runs in the family. So we're really thrilled because, you know what, Ted, I think you mentioned this the last time we were on the air, and thank you for having us. We're really thrilled that you invited us to come back.
Yeah, thank you.
The fact is that some people find this information useless, but a lot of people, more and more people, are coming up to us and saying to us, love your podcast, but we're finding more and more information on that podcast that we're finding useful. Like if I go to a party and it's a great conversation starter, they love it.
Where do you find this stuff?
Roy, what do?
We scour the internet, and we really do. We scour the internet. We pick topics, and then we scour the internet, and we go through so much information to find just the really cream of the crop stuff. And really, what happens is, too, I mean, people don't say it, but they listen to the show, and the same day that they listen to the show, they're sharing this information with people. So
yeah,
all this stuff that we're digging up is all over the place, and apparently it's in Norway.
Yes.
Well, I hate to admit it, but I'll probably share the penguin and stone story many
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
Well, you should, and I mean that's what our show is for. And in fact, in Norway, that story goes.
Yes. Here's another fact that'll help you out for Valentine's Day. Viagra. You know Viagra. Everyone knows Viagra, right? What it's for?
Mm-hmm.
In Israel, the Israeli university have discovered that small concentrations of Viagra dissolved in a vase of water can also double the shelf life of cut flowers, making them stand up straight for as long as a week beyond their natural
what?
Lifespan.
And if it's longer than a week, then contact your horticulturalist.
That's right. That's correct.
Exactly. Exactly. My wife's sunflowers are standing just like soldiers.
Well, here's the thing. So here it is, Valentine's Day, and things are getting really interesting, and you realize you run out of the Viagra, so all you do is just drink the flower water.
Exactly. It's like a stiff drink.
Exactly.
Yes. Or drink stiffener, either way. Gentlemen, Roy LoCascio and Nick Majoran are the hosts of Totally Useless Information Podcast. It drops every Thursday. You'll find it on whatever platform you find your podcast.
Thank you very much. And one quick shout out, Roy, it's your birthday today. Happy, happy birthday. You share this birthday with 310,000 other people born on this day. And 24% of the people born on the same day you were born are named Roy.
And even better, I shared it with Ted's audience. So thank you, Ted.
Happy birthday, buddy, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks, everyone. Totally Useless Information Podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast and on the Nick and Roy.
Tell a friend about the trend.
Nick and Roy channel on YouTube. Ted, over to you.
Happy birthday to you, Roy. And Nick, good to see you.
Same to you. Thanks, Ted.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.